As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So he gave us a little Heat tidbit. Give us a little Dolphins tidbit.
There's one more on the Miami Heat.
Oh, there's more?
Ira Winderman tweeted earlier today that numerous international reports have former Raptors assistant and current Spanish national team coach Sergio Scariolo as a candidate to join Coach Spo's Heat staff. Now, if you kind of extrapolate that out, you would say, oh, Chris Quinn is another finalist for the Phoenix Suns head coaching position. There was reporting on that. Maybe Quinn is actually headed to Phoenix, and Scariolo would join Coach Spo's staff and replace Chris Quinn. However, this morning, ESPN reported that the Suns have narrowed their head coaching search down to two finalists, Chris Quinn not one of those finalists.
All right.
So anybody who saw Ira's tweet earlier and just made that immediate jump like I did, just know I did the extra legwork here, and Quinn is not a finalist for the Suns job, according to ESPN.
All right.
What did he say, Hulk?
I don't know, but he said he did extra legwork, but I don't know. He saw Woj's tweet or Sham's tweet.
You're welcome.
But we all saw
it. What did he say?
Here's the Dolphins news as of 6 minutes ago.
I understood Jimmy's dissertation more than what you just said.
So how did you get the audio?
Yeah, do we have the audio yet?
No, nah, not yet. I have to get it.
No, we got to get that.
We got to. I don't know what he said.
Jimmy sounded like he was on AM radio going under a bridge.
Or changing a station.
As of 16 minutes ago, the Miami Dolphins have officially placed left tackle Teron Armstead on the reserve retired list.
Gives me an opportunity to revisit my Liam Eikenberg tape, if you're interested.
No, goodness gracious, Hawk, I heard this.
No, but I didn't say that he's a Pro Bowler. All I said was the way people complain about Liam Eikenberg is unfounded.
Hawk, every time there's a breakdown, he's a part of it.
Nah. Do you remember Mark Colombo?
Yes, he was terrible.
That's right. Liam Eikenberg is not Mark Colombo.
Liam Eikenberg is in the middle of a lot of bad plays.
That was my only point. So he's not Mark Colombo.
So he's a C minus.
He's a C.
Mark Colombo was an F. We remember that. Mark Colombo's knees didn't work. Liam Eikenberg is a D plus C minus.
He's a C. He's out there. He's taking up space. Sometimes he's getting pushed into
the
quarterback. Sometimes he's not, but he's out there.
Tua's always in trouble.
I want to talk about Tua. It's the thing I want to talk about, but let's finish headlines. I'll do it in the next segment because I have an interesting
stat. if I'm going into a game as the quarterback, I do not want Liam at any position because it's putting my life on the line.
I don't know. He's been doing it a while.
I don't know.
No, he's been doing it a while. And, you can't fool every personnel guy, every coach, every position coach year after year after year. Isn't Cam Smith the perfect example? Like, you don't get on the field if you're not good enough. Period. End of story. Michael Agnew. You can't continuously fool people over and over and over. And yeah. Liam Eichenberg is out there season after season after season. So what does that suggest to you? That every coach, every position coach, every personnel person is fooled every season?
No, that he has been on no other teams other than the Dolphins. He's fooled Chris Greer. And he's good enough because they're not drafting anybody better than him.
He didn't.
If they could bring in anyone, he is not going to play. If they have any, what's the boy? They just drafted some fat boy in the third, fourth round. I don't even remember his name. If he can play, Liam Eichenberg's not going to. They've been trying
Correct.
To replace Liam
years. I'm not disagreeing with that. My point is, Mark Colombo was so bad, it was got to get him out of here. He can't play.
Got to go.
And that's the way people talk about Liam Eichenberg, and it's just not the truth.
He didn't fool Chris Greer. Chris Greer needs Liam Eichenberg to work because he took him in the second round. In the second round.
Yeah, but he's, I mean, how many seasons has he played? Four, five?
This will be his fourth season. He was drafted in 2021.
I mean, he got out of him what he needed to get. Like, I don't think that Chris Greer is attached to him at this point. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a second round whiff. The Michael Agnew thing was such a story because it was a third round whiff, right? I mean, they drafted him in the third round. Yeah. He never touched the field. Like Liam Eichenberg, like whatever, been out there for three seasons.
You know what? I see both sides. Liam is not. What's the D end out of Oregon? Jordan. Deion Jordan was terrible. Liam Eichenberg.
until he went to.
Yeah, Deion Jordan should not have been drafted. You know, Michael Agnew should not have even been on anybody's list. I feel what you're saying, Hawk.
Liam Eichenberg. That's all I'm saying.
He can play in the league.
He's not a pro bowler. He can play in the league. He's become a whipping boy for Dolphins fans, and to me it's just misplaced.
But it's every time Tua gets hit, Liam is looking at him. You should be looking the other way.
But when you say
you should
be
looking at the defense, you shouldn't be looking back at the quarterback.
Fair.
When you say he can play in the league, like what, like that? That's the standard. I genuinely, I'm asking.
No. But again, you're misplacing the argument. I'm not saying is he good. Should he be starting? I'm saying the amount of heat that he gets is unwarranted because we've seen a bad offensive lineman before. It was Mark Colombo gone out of here? Guy's ridiculous. And that's just not the case with Liam Eichenberg. Are you asking, should he be better? Would they be better off if they had a better Liam Eichenberg? Of course. That's not up for debate.
They tried him at tackle. He was awful. They moved him to center because the Dolphins needed a center. He was terrible at center. Literally one of the worst centers in the NFL in a short
sample
size.
That's a difficult position.
Okay. But you were drafted with the second round pick. Like, and then they moved him to guard. And Hawk, I read you the numbers the other day. Statistically, one of the worst guards in the NFL.
That's not true. You read some very good numbers too.
I'll go back. He's no Vernon Carey. He's no Richmond Webb. He's no Dwight Stevenson. He's no Larry Little. We can go far back as that. We can stay. He's no Robert Hunt. Robert Hunt was a Pro Bowl. Robert Hunt could run circles around him at guard. He's not that.
I just typed it into AI. Is Liam Eichenberg good? Here's the AI overview. Liam Eichenberg is a Miami Dolphins offensive lineman who has been praised for his versatility and team-first attitude. But his on-field performance has been a mixed bag, with some sources rating him as adequate or okay rather than good. That's all I'm saying, by the way. That's all I'm saying. Dolphins Nation makes him out to be the biggest bust in draft history. And all I'm saying is it's a little overdone at this point with Liam Eichenberg.
Cam Smith is more of an embarrassment. Jason
Allen.
I
think so. Can't get on the field.
Deion Jordan but, is way more of an embarrassment to him.
Well, yeah, Deion Jordan was a top 10 pick, and they traded up for him.
What Austin Jackson is doing as a first-rounder is almost just as embarrassing as what Liam Eichenberg is doing at a second-rounder.
Stop.
Honestly, yes.
Stop, man. That's crazy.
I'm a left tackle. Oh, no, we'll move you to right tackle. Okay, we'll try a left tackle again. Okay, when we – like, that's – Liam Eichenberg and Austin Jackson are on the same page. They're C players. They're C players.
That's all I'm saying.
Austin Jackson was a really good right tackle. It took him some time to get there. Don't get me wrong, Crowder. But for the past 2 years, Austin Jackson, you could argue, has been the most reliable outside of the two centers that Miami has had, Aaron Brewer, and I'm forgetting the guy's
Connor,
name.
Connor Williams.
Yeah. Outside of those two. Austin Jackson's been the most reliable player on the line for the Dolphins the past 2 years until he got hurt this year because Teron Armstead was missing so many games. Liam Eichenberg is only out there because Chris Greer, you're saying, Hawk, he's on the team. He's on the team. He's getting playing time. The only reason he's getting playing time is because Chris Greer and the Dolphins refuse to acknowledge that the offensive line desperately needs new players.
But again, what you're saying is, though, they do have backups, right? They have backups for the offensive line.
No, he is the backup for the offensive line, and he's forced to play.
But you understand what I'm saying. They still have him out there playing. Brian Flores was given roster players that Chris Greer wanted out there, and Brian Flores said no. Tua. He did it with Tua. Again, it becomes like I'm making this defense that Liam Eichenberg is an all-pro lineman, and it's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is, the way Dolphins fans talk about him, we've seen busts here before. That dude's not on that list. He's not.
I get what you're saying. He's not the reason the Dolphins are losing.
That's what a lot of fans make it sound like.
He's not the
reason. Liam Eichenberg's back. 10 wins. 5 wins.
That's why they drafted Jonah, the Samoan name. I'm terrible with it. Savanenga, Nenega, Nenega, Nenea. If he can play,
do I have to drop that?
Liam,
I don't know. You might.
Laying the nigga Naya. If he can play, Liam's not.
He a fan.
Savannah Naya. The Naya. I left the G's out. If he can play, Liam Eichenberg's not going to play. So they're trying.
Correct.
But he would have been cut. I can see Solana. To Hawk's point, too, and I don't, you know me, I've used Liam Eichenberg as a punchline for years.
I've used him too. Like it, and there are times during games where you're going to go, oh my God, that guy's the worst. Like, I'm with that.
I thought he was blind one game a couple years ago. I was like, do you see this big ass dude sitting here in front of you? Why don't you touch him? But I would put Liam's starting games, I'd put that back on Chris Greer because you should have found a replacement for him a long time ago.
Somebody texts in, Hawk is slightly changing my poor opinion of Liam Eichenberg. If I can change one Dolphins fan's opinion, my job here is done.
Get you a jersey.
Well, I don't know about
how many Eichenbergs have been sold.
Well, I guess, do they make the players buy their own jerseys? Because two, at least, road and home.
I don't even know his number. What is it, 77? I don't know his
74,
number.
I think. 74.
74?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll know it on game one.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Who was in his favorite position?
Go get him, big man.
Here's the Dolphins news that I wanted to get to that does not involve Hawks' favorite player, Liam Eichenberg.
He reversed Tua'd me. The way what we've done with Tua to him, I got reversed Tua'd.
Drew Rosenhaus was on WSVN 7. He does that hit weekly on Sunday nights with Josh Moser. And obviously, Jonnu Smith was brought up. Crowder, while you were gone, I'm sure you saw Dolphins were in contact with the Steelers about a potential Jonnu Smith trade because, according to reports, Jonnu Smith told the Dolphins, I want more money. Here's what Drew Rosenhaus said. Quote, here's what I'll say on behalf of my client. He is Jonnu's agent. Jonnu would definitely like to stay in Miami. That's his first choice. This is where he lives in the offseason. He had a record-breaking season last year. It was the best season ever for a Dolphins tight end. He broke the team record. We know what he did. He goes on to list all those things, and he's an incredibly valuable part of this team. He went to college at FIU. His dream team is the Dolphins. So those were his comments regarding his client.
Yeah. All right.
32nd highest paid tight end in the league, and he was a Pro Bowler. That's unacceptable. I'm with Jonnu on this. I haven't talked to him, but, you know, I know Jonnu. He needs more money. Pay him.
The only problem is, as I was saying to Solana last week, the only problem is the Dolphins are in trouble because they just kept reworking contracts for anyone who wanted one. And I think that they have reached a point where they're saying, yeah, we're not doing that anymore because we're in trouble because of doing that. So I'm not saying he's not worthy of it because, as we said last week, he was really – and we love Jonnu Smith. Certainly Solana loves him. He had probably the best offensive season on the team. So he certainly warrants more money. The problem is, are they going to keep operating in this fashion, which is, okay, you need more money, we'll give you more money, and then we get to the end of Christian Wilkins' contract and we've got no money for him. Or we get to the end of, who's the guy that went to Minnesota?
Javon Holland.
Andrew Van Ginkle. Like, you know, and it's like, well, we gave your money to Jaylen Waddle, sorry.
And this is a Chris Greer problem again. I'm not just piling on Chris Greer. He became Tua's go-to guy for a number of games. You pay Jaylen Waddle. Jaylen Waddle was getting 3 targets a game, catching 1. Then Jonnu becomes Tua's favorite target over the middle. He's big. He can run. They're running damn screens and reverses with him. What are you? Are you in lockstep with your coaching staff and your GM to who is the most important part of this whole thing?
Guess what I just ordered.
Hawk, don't wear that shirt.
Guess what I just ordered.
Hawk, don't wear that shirt. Me and you are going to wrestle.
I'm getting Liam Eichenberg shirts for the entire show.
I'm fine.
You get an Eichenberg. You get an Eichenberg. You get an Eichenberg. Anyone gets an Eichenberg. No, I'm ordering this. I'm doubling down, baby.
You've heard of the Mervis Militia? Welcome to the show that owns the Eichenbros.
We're the Eichenbros. We're the Eichenbros. That's
We're
brilliant.
Not the Eichenbros.
We
not.
Are the Eichenbros.
I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out.
You can't be out. You can only get beaten out of the Eichenbros.
By who, Jimmy?
Hey, listen, you don't want to you don't want to take on the Eichen Bros.
I'll take a couple of little stuttering jabs.
You about to be. That's a great name.
Well, when you say we, so here is the
four of us.
The Eichen Bros.
I can only see your ass. No, all four of us are the Eichen Bros.
We're not the Eichen Bros.
Yeah, we're the Eichen Bros.
I don't want to be in it.
You're in. It's too late.
It's not too late. You have to.
They already ordered the shirt. I ordered the shirt. It's too late.
The Crips and the Bloods don't just make you a Crip or Blood. You have to do something to get in. I don't want it. Yeah. We got to do anything.
Yeah.
No, I'm out.
We're in the yard right now. And if you're not getting protection from the Eichen Bros, you're on the Eichen Outs. You don't want to be sent down to the laundry and see the Eichen Bros. Andy Dufresne will tell you all about it.
Don't send me to the laundry with Andy Dufresne. I saw what happened to him.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.